B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Moed Katan Daf Tezvov. We're going to start two lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, and we're now going to learn in the coming Daf, we're going to learn 13 halachas that primarily apply to an oval, to somebody in mourning. A mourning is somebody who one of his close relatives had passed away, father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, spouse. Of these 13 halachas, 10 of them are prohibitions, isurim, and 3 of them are chiyuvim. And by the way, that we're discussing oval, we're also going to discuss two other groups of people that are in a similar bracket in some of the halachas, and those are menudin, which is people who have been excommunicated, or metzeroin, people who have tzaras. Says the Gemara, the first halacha is regarding having haircuts. Oval osur b'taspeires, an oval is not allowed to have an haircut during, well, at least some of the time that he's an oval. Midik omalu rachmono lebnei Aaron. This is learnt out from the psukim that it says in the Chumash, in the psukim, regarding the koyanim, that it says, vayeme Moshe el Aaron ulelozor isomor bonov, and they were in mourning because Nadav and Avihu had passed away. It says there, rosheichem al tifro, which means that your heads, exclusively you being the Kohanim, al tifro, don't leave them uncut. You should do what all Kohanim do and cut your hair. Ubigdeichem lo tifreimu, and we'll learn about that soon, etc. So, Michlal, from the very fact that Hashem told the Kohanim to make sure that Rosheichem al tifro, it's Michlal de Rukule al Ma'osr, we can deduce from there that anybody else who's not a Kohen, who is in mourning, is not allowed to have a haircut. So that's as far as an oval is concerned. Menudin umetzeroin mahin betaspeires, and we're going to see in the Gemara, sometimes menudin, those who have been excommunicated, and metzeroin are dealt with separately if the source or proofs are separate. Here they're together. So what's the halacha of menudin and metzeroin regarding taspeires? Says the Gemara will bring proof from a braisa toshema. Menudin umetzeroin, it says explicitly that these two groups of people, asurim lesapir or lechabes, they're not allowed to have haircuts nor launder their clothes. Menuda shemes, somebody who was excommunicated and remained in that state of excommunication till he died, and then he died, beizdin soiklin es aroinoi. Then the beizdin, just to show the severity of being excommunicated, and even more so, remaining excommunicated, because a person who's excommunicated can often do what it takes to release himself from the nidui, from the cherem, from the different forms of excommunication. So beizdin soiklin es aroinoi, they stone his coffin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yeshi amidu olav gal avonim, kegaloi shel ochon. It doesn't mean that we put a large pile of many stones onto his oroin, like they did with Ochon, which is something discussed in Yeshua Perek Zayin. Elo beizdin shelchin umenichin even gedoylo al aroinoi, beizdin merely put a single stone onto his coffin. Lelamdoch, to teach us shekol hamenuda, to teach us that, or to teach the people who are seeing this, that anybody who's excommunicated umeis beniduyov and dies whilst in that state, beizdin soiklin es aroinoi, beizdin, they stone his coffin. So that was halacha number one regarding tespeires having a haircut. An oval is not allowed to have a haircut, and neither is menudin nor metzeroim. Now we move to the next halacha, and this is one of the chiyuvim. It's not a prohibition like not having a haircut. This is a requirement called atifas aroish, to cover one's head down to one's lips, to wrap one's head. Oval chayiv batifas aroish, an oval is required to cover his head. Midik omali rachmono li Yecheskel. Since Hashem said to Yecheskel, who was in mourning at the time, his wife passed away, and Hashem said, he was a Novi, Hashem said to him, hey oneik doim, you should grieve and be silent, meisim evel lo itase, pe'ircho chavoish olecho, we'll soon see what that means, but don an honor on your head, una'olecho tosim braglecho, and put your shoes onto your feet, v'lo isa'ate al sofom, and do not put a veil on your lips, v'lechem anoshim lo isoichil. So from the fact that these halachas were said to Yecheskel, that he's different from other mourners, from other Avelim. So if he's different than what he's been told explicitly he's allowed to do, we deduce from there that other Avelim are not allowed to do that. So since it says, V'lo yisa'ate al sofom, that do not put a veil until your lips, Nechlal, we deduce from there, Dekule alma mechayvi, that all other people in mourning are required to do atifas harish. So that's as far as an ovel is concerned. Menuda mahu batifas harish, somebody who's been excommunicated, what does he need to cover his head? Omer of Yosef, Toshma. We're going to bring proof from a braisa. Vehein misatfin, or it could be to Mishnah there, and Daf Yudalad Omad Beis, regarding those who if on a tainis tzibur, it says that the vehein misatfin, that those people who have had a significant amount of fast days due to the rain and other issues discussed there, then they have to wrap themselves v'yoshvin k'menudim uka'avelim, and they have to sit like people excommunicated and like people in mourning at shirachmu aleh min hashemayim, until Hashem has mercy on them. So you see clearly that the halacha of misatfin, atifas harosh, wrapping one's head, applies to menudim and to avelim. Omale Abaye. Abaye says, Dilma, may be that there's different types of nidui. There's a nidui, as we're going to see soon, that if somebody does something against, so to speak, against Hashem, against the Torah, against the mitzvahs, against people who learn Torah, then the Chachmei Yisrael can put somebody into nidui, can excommunicate him. Here, when the rain hasn't come for such a long time, and there's a famine, a drought, then this is Hashem actually putting Klal Yisrael into a state of nidui. So maybe Dilma Menuda L'Shamayim Shani, maybe in a severe case like that, over there we say that Atifas HaRosh is Osor. But then you wouldn't have proof that a regular menuda, a regular excommunicated person, would have to cover the head. So Abaye refutes the proof of Rav Yosef. Maybe Dilma Menuda L'Shamayim Shani, maybe it's different to Chomer, maybe it's more stringent, and therefore only there then is a chiyuv of Atifa and not with a regular menuda. So that's as far as menuda is concerned. Metzaira mahu batifa saraish. What's the halachas of a metzaira regarding covering his head? Toshema. It says in the Pasuk, and that's the same Pasuk. No, it's not. It says that it's a Pasuk by Tzoras. It says, Vatzorua asher boi hanega, this Metzaira who has this Tzoras, begod of you prumim, veroisho ye porua, v'al sofom ya'ate, v'tomi tomi yikra. It's explicit in the Pasuk. It wasn't really a question. It's just a determining that regarding a Metzaira, al sofom ya'ate, that you wrap yourself, you put a veil over his mouth until his lips. Mechlal shechayev batifa soresh. It's clear from there that Metzaira is chayev with atifa soresh. Shema mino. Now we're moving to the third halacha. And this is regarding wearing tefillin. Oval osu laniach tefillin. An oval is not allowed to wear tefillin. This is not true for the entire period of Avelus, but this is only for Oinon. But there is a certain stage of Avelus which does not wear tefillin. Midik omali rachmona liyecheskel. This again is learned from the pasuk we mentioned before by Yecheskel. One of the things Hashem told Yecheskel is that pe'ircha, your glory, chavoish alecha, you should wear on you. What's that? What type of glory does a person wear? There's tefillin. Mechlal de kule al ma'asa. From the fact that Hashem told Yecheskel, you're in mourning and you can wear tefillin, we see from there that a regular oval does not wear tefillin. Menuda ma'u betefillin. Somebody excommunicated, does he wear tefillin? Teiku, we don't have a way of resolving that. We have to let that question stand. Metzaira ma'u betefillin? Toshema. It says, we mentioned this pasuk before, v'hatzorua, ashaboy anega begod of you, frumim v'roisha yeparua, v'al sofam yate, v'tomei tomei yikra. And we're going to see a few times that from the word v'hatzorua, we learn from there, the rabbis kohen gadol, that these halachos of tzoras apply even to kohen gadol. And what does it say there? Begod of you perumim. What does it mean? His clothes should be perumim. What does perumim mean? Shiyu mekuroim. That he should rent his clothes. Should tear his clothes. V'roisho ye porua. What does it mean that his head should be porua? In priya elo gidol sar. Priya in this context means that his hair should grow long. He should not cut his hair. And that's what it says here, that v'roisho ye porua divi rebelozo. That's how rebelozo learned the pasuk. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Nemra havayo barosh. It says regarding the head, It says Veroisha Yihye Parua. The word Yih, to be, should be. Venem Ravaya Bebeged. And regarding the clothes, it also says that Begodov Yiyu Purumim. Ma Havayo Amuro Bebeged. In the same way as regarding the clothes, it's a Dovor Shechutz Migufoy, that you should be revealed, you should not be covering yourself. Af Havayo Beroish Dovor Shechutz Migufoy, so too that your head should be like revealed, should be exposed and not be covered. So what does it mean? What don't you wear on your head, my love? A tefillin. Do we not assume that what that means is that your head should not be covered with your tefillin? So you'll see from there that according to Rabbi Akiva, a metzayra does not wear tefillin. Omer Papa says no, maybe a metzayra does wear tefillin. And this that we learn from here, that he should not cover his head, what does that mean? Akumsa v'sudra. It's talking about his hat and his turban, which are specially type of splendid clothes, which are inappropriate for a metzayra to wear. And those is what he shouldn't be wearing. But tefillin he could wear. Says Machlekes here, whether according to Rabbi Akiva, a metzayra wears tefillin or not. Continues the Gemara, the next halacha. Ovel osur b'she'elas sholim. An ovel is not allowed to ask, somebody peace. He's not allowed to say shalom to somebody. Since Hashem said to Yechezkel, he onik, which is you should grieve, and doim, you should be silent. So you see that an ovel is not allowed to greet other people. Continues the Gemara. Menuda mahu b'sheilas shalom. So that's regarding an ovel. What's with Menuda? Somebody who's been excommunicated, what's his halacha regarding She'elas Sholim? Omer of Yosef Toshima. We're going to bring proof. U'b'She'elas Sholim Shimon Odom L'chaveira. This takes us back to those public fasts when the rain hasn't come down for quite a long time. Then they do not ask each other Sholim. K'b'nei Odom ha'nazufim la'mokim. Because they are similar to people who have been rebuked, which is somewhat similar to excommunication. It's not exactly the same. We'll soon see the differences. But a menuda lamokim, he's been like rebuked by Hashem, and therefore you should not say sholim. So Rav Yosef brings proof from here that a menuda is not allowed to say she'elas sholim. Omar le Abaya, Abaya again says to Rav Yosef, not for the first time here, dilma menuda l'shamayim shani dechomer. Maybe over there, when the rain hasn't come down, they're excommunicated directly by Hashem, who's enacted that by not giving the rain, and therefore maybe it's worse, and therefore they cannot ask each other and greet each other. However, regular menuda, you wouldn't have proof from that. Says the Gemara, Metzaira mahu b'she'elas sholim? What about a Metzaira? Is he allowed to greet others? Toshema. It says in the Pasuk, and this takes us back to the Pasuk we mentioned before. V'hatzarua asheboi hanega, begodov yu perumim, v'roisha yeh parua, v'al sofom ya'ate. And we already brought this before regarding Atifas HaRosh. And we said before that from here there's proof that a Metzaira has to cover his head. So we're now bringing the same words again, v'al sofom ya'ate. What does that mean? That his lips, before we said it means to cover his head and the covering reaches to his lips. Now he's saying that what it means is that there should be, that his lips should be sealed, should be stuck, that it should be kamenuda uka oval. That will be like somebody who's in excommunication or an oval. V'asa b'she'elas sholim. And not allowed to greet each other. So you see clearly here in the Braisa that a Metzaira is not allowed to greet. Shema mino, so we have proof. It's from the Braisa who brings proof from this Pasuk. Says the Gemara, but in this Braisa, it mentioned that the Metzaira is similar to an oval and to a Menuda, to somebody excommunicated. Well, beforehand, we had a discussion whether Menuda mahu b'she'elas sholim. Rav Yosef wanted to bring proof from the Braisa regarding those who were fasting when the rain didn't come down. Abaya said, you don't have proof from there. The Gemara is now asking, why don't we bring a Baraya from this Braisa, Venishet Mino Lemenuda, that here it says that a Metzaira has to seal his lips, is not allowed to greet anyone, like a Menuda. Omer Vachabar Pinchas Mishmeid Rav Yosef, Mika Toni Osur, She Osur, which means, if the Braisa would have said, Al Valsofa Miate, שיוסף סויסב מדובוקי זו בזו, שאוסר בשאלס שולים, כמנודו כאובל. If Udo said explicitly in the Brisa that a Metzora is not allowed to, it's prohibited from greeting like a Menuda and a Metzora, then you would have proof what the halachas would be of Menuda by She'elas Shalim. But it doesn't say that. It just says that from this pasuk we learn that a Metzora is She'yehei k'menuda uka'ovel. And that might mean that b'miliach renaisa. That might mean regarding other things, certain things he shouldn't be speaking about, or other halachas that he shouldn't be doing. A Metzora is similar to a Menuda and an Ovel, but not necessarily regarding not saying Shalim. Because only afterwards the Braisa says, V'osar nami. And the Braisa says, She'yehei k'menuda uka'ovol v'osar b'she'elas Shalim. We thought it means that it's osar for a Metzora to greet like a Menuda and an Ovel. No. Maybe it says, She'yehei k'menuda uka'ovol. A Metzora should be like a Menuda and an Ovel regarding other halachas. V'osar b'she'elas Shalim. Besides for that, he's also not allowed to greet. But then that would only be referring to the Metzora and not be referring to the Menuda and the Ovel. And therefore you do not have proof from this Braisa what the halacha would be by a Menuda for She'elas Shalim. But also Nami b'She'elas Shalim, and that would only be going back on the Metzora, not on the Menuda. Continues the Gemara, the next halacha. Ovel osur b'divrei Torah. An Ovel is not allowed to learn Torah. Midak omer achmona liyecheskel. Since Hashem said to Yecheskel, and we've seen this pasuk a few times, doim, you should be silent. So doim, being silent, he's not allowed to learn Torah. Says the Gemara, menuda mahu b'divrei Torah. Somebody who's excommunicated, is he allowed to learn Torah? Omer v'yosef toshma, we're going to again bring proof. We're going to bring proof that what? Says in the Braisa, Menuda, regarding somebody who's excommunicated, Shoina, he's allowed to teach other people Torah. V'shoin in lo, you're allowed to teach him Torah, even though he's been excommunicated. Niskar, v'niskarim lo, he's allowed to be employed, and he's allowed to employ others. Muhram, however, there's a more severe, a more serious type of excommunication called a cherem, and that's either after 60 days or after 90 days. It's a discussion in the different versions in the Rishonim, but if he gets to a point, a more severe type of excommunication called cherem, then lo yishoinav, lo yishoinim lo, he cannot teach others, and others cannot teach him, lo yiniskar, lo yiniskorin lo, they cannot employ him, he cannot employ others. Aval sheinahu la'atzmoy, but he's allowed to continue his own learning. Shleyafsik es talmudai, es limudai, in order not to interrupt and lose his learning. He's allowed to make himself a small shop, bishvil parnasosoy, with which to make a bit of money to live off. V'omar Rav, Rav says, zvune maya, he's allowed to sell water, but pikta in a marketplace, da'arovis. The name of the, in Arovis there was this marketplace, shmamino. So we see from here that a menuda is allowed to learn Torah. He's allowed to learn himself, he's allowed to teach others, he's even allowed to be taught, and even a muhram is allowed to continue learning Torah. Metzora mahu b'divrei Torah? Is a Metzora allowed to learn Torah? Toshema, we learned in Ebraisa, Voidatom, it says in the Pasuk, Voidatom levonecho, you should make known, you should tell your children, or lebnei bonecho, your grandchildren, Yoyim asher omadato lefnei Hashem elikecho b'choyrev, the day that you stood before Hashem in Choyrev, which is Mahar Sinai. And then the Pasuk goes on to say, you know, all the things that you should tell your children. Ma lahalon. So the very fact that it puts together vohidato levonecho, you should teach your children to the experience that they had at Sinai. Ma lahalon, in the same way as when they were standing at Sinai, ba'emo, ba'yiro, ba'reses, or ba'zio, it was done with fear, with awe, with trembling, and we learn from there, mikan omru. The halacha is from there that hazovim v'amitzeroin uboyalei nidois mutarin likrois b'teira ubenaviim ubeksuvim, that people who are zovim mitzeroin boyalei nidois, which are different levels of tuma, some severe, but nonetheless they're allowed to learn teira neviim ksuvim v'lishnois b'medrash, they're allowed to learn teira shebal peh medrashim ubeshas and mishnayis ubehalachis ubeagodis. However, balei kriin, people who are balkeri, that often comes from lightheadedness, which is the antithesis of aim of a year of reses vizia, they are asurim, they're not allowed to. So you see here clearly that a metzora, who is not like a balkeri, the metzora is allowed to learn Torah, Neviim, Ksuvim, etc. Shema Minos, we have proof, clear proof that Metzora is allowed to learn Torah. Let's move to the next halacha. Oval osur b'tachboises. An oval is not allowed to launder his clothes. Tichsiv, it says in the pasuk in Shmuel, Vayishlach Yoav Tkoya, that Yoav, who was one of the generals in David HaMelech's army, and he sent to a place called Tkoya. Vayikach Mishom Isho Chachomo, and he took from there a very wise woman. And in other places in Shas, the Gemara discusses why there were wise people in Tkoya. It's to do with the amount of oil that was growing there, the olives and the oil that was there. But he took a wise woman from Tkoya. Vayoymar Eleo, and he said to her, His Ablino, you should act as if you're in mourning. V'liv shino big de evil, and you should wear clothes of typical for people in mourning. V'al tosuchi, you should not anoint yourself. Al tosuchi shemen, do not anoint yourself with oil. V'hoyis ke'isho zeh, and you should be like a woman in that state. Yomim rabim, misabeles al meis, for a number of days, as if you're mourning over somebody who had passed away. And from the fact that Yoav told this woman from Tkoya that she should wear clothes of Avelos, big day Avel, you see that typically their clothes would not be clean, and so you see from there that an oval is not allowed to launder their clothes. And you can look at the Novi there to see exactly what was going on. This woman wasn't really in mourning. It was something Yoav wanted her to put on a show as if she was mourning. Yoav wanted to give a message over to David HaMelech. We don't need to go into that here. This continues the Gemara. Menudin umetzoyroin mayin betachboi, says people have been excommunicated or have tzoras, are they allowed to launder their clothes? Ta shema menudin umetzoyroin os asurin esapir ulechabes, it's explicit, they're not allowed to have haircuts nor wash their clothes. Shema mino, we have proof from that brisa. Next halacha, oval chayev bekriya. An oval has to rent his clothes. To k'omalu rachmono lebnei Aaron, since Hashem said to Aaron HaKohen, and we saw this pasuk already before at the beginning of the sugya, where the pasuk there said, "Ubigdeichem loy tifroimu." What does it mean, "loy tifroimu"? That you should not tear your clothes. Michlal. So the fact that Hashem told Aaron HaKohen and Elazar v'Isamar, who are in mourning, not to tear their clothes, you see from there that others, Michlal, we deduce from there, dekule alma mechayvi, that any other people in mourning have to rent their clothes. Menuda ma'u b'kriya. Somebody excommunicated, does he have to rent his clothes? Teiku, we have no way of resolving that. Metzaira ma'u b'kriya. Toshema, the pasuk says, and this takes us back to the pasuk we've mentioned a number of times, V'hatzarua ashaboy hanega, begod of you perumim. What does it mean, begod of you perumim? Sheyu mukuroin, that his clothes should be torn. He must rent his clothes. Shema mino, we have proof from there. The next halacha, oval chayev bekfiyas hamita. An oval is required to turn his bed upside down. The Tony Bar Kapora, and this is learnt in a brisa, Bar Kapora said, now Hashem said, saying to Klal Yisrael, "Dmust yukni nosati bohem," that I have made you with the likeness of my image, and in that case, death shouldn't be a possibility at all. It's only because man sinned, hafachte, that got overturned, and the concept of death applies. So kafu mitoisehem oleo. So they're worthy of turning, they're deserving of turning their beds over because of when they're in mourning over somebody who died. Because somebody who died, it's only consequent to sin, and therefore, because man sinned, he turns over his bed. And the Mefarshim discuss here where his bed comes, why is that part of the equation here, but that's what we learn from here. Menuda umetzoyra mahin bekfiyas hamita? Do they have to turn their beds over? Teiku, we have to let that stand. We don't know how to resolve that. The next halacha, oval osur basiyas melacha. An oval is not allowed to do any activities. He's not allowed to work. Tichsiv, as it says in the pasuk, hofachti chageichem le'evel. Hashem said, so in Omois, Hashem says, I've turned over your festivals to mourning. So we see there's some comparison between the two. Ma chag osur b'malocha, in the same way as yomim tovim, you're not allowed to do malochas, af oval osur b'malocha, an oval is also not allowed to do malochas. Menuda mahu basiyas malocha, somebody excommunicated, is he allowed to do work? Omer of Yosef toshma, we're going to bring proof again from Tainis. Kasha omru osur basiyas malocha, that when it says that by a tainis tzibur, the public who are fasting because the rain was not coming down, and they were not allowed to do melocha, at some point when the fast days became very severe, that's only during the day. Aval belaylo, the night before it, muta, it's muta. And the same applies to menuda and to oval. So you see clearly that during the day, not only somebody who's in a tainis tzibur in that circumstance is not allowed to do work, but somebody excommunicated is also not allowed to do work like an oval. My love, can we not assume a kulhu? It's going on all the halachas that are mentioned over there by the public fasts, that all of them apply to menuda and oval, including the one that says you're not allowed to do work during the day. Says the Gemara, loy. Ashara, maybe it's not talking about all of them. It's talking about some of the halachas. There's a long list of halachas there that apply to Tainis Tzibur. One of them is that during the day they're not allowed to do work. And then it says, Kamenuda Ka'oval, just means that on some of the above mentioned halachas, which we learned at length in Maseches Tainis and Daf Yud Gimel, some of those halachas also apply to Niduin Oval. But not working may not necessarily be one of them. So you don't have proof from there. So we'll bring another proof. Toshima, Menuda, we saw before in a Braisa that Menuda Shoina is allowed to teach Torah over Shoininoi, and one is allowed to teach him Torah. Niskar is allowed to be hired, Veniskorinoi, and he is allowed to hire others. Shema Mino, you see clearly that if he's allowed to hire other workers and others are allowed to hire him, you see that he's allowed to do work. So you see clearly from here that a Menuda is allowed to work. Metzaira Mao Basias Malocha, is a Metzaira allowed to do work? Teiku, we don't have proof one way or another. Continues with the next halacha. Oval also berachitza, an oval is not allowed to wash himself, tichsiv, as it says in the pasuk. And it's that same pasuk which we mentioned before, which Yoav gave instructions to this wise woman from Tekoya. V'yishlach Yoav Tekoya, v'yikach misham isho chachomo, v'yoymer ilo iseto, isablino, v'livshino, big de evil, v'al tosuchi shemen, and do not anoint yourself with oil. So over there the pasuk says that this woman who was supposed to be acting as if she was in mourning, she was not allowed to anoint herself. Urachitza bechlal sicha, and we know that washing oneself is in the same category as anointing oneself. So if then an oval is not allowed to anoint themselves, they're also not allowed to wash themselves. Menuda mahu berachitza, is a menuda allowed to wash themselves? Omer of Yosef toshema. And this is again taking us back to the halachas of Tainis Tzibur. Kasha'omru osu b'rachitza, that when it says that in those tainyos of Tainis Tzibur, they're not allowed to wash themselves, le'omru elo kol gufoy, that's only true regarding washing their entire bodies. Avalponov yodov v'raglov, but to wash just their faces, hands and feet, mutter, they're allowed to. V'cheina tamoitzi b'menudo b'oval, and you find the same regarding an excommunicated or an oval. So my love, akulu, can we not assume that the words v'cheina tomoitze b'menudo b'oval apply to all the halachas, including the one that says that they're not allowed to wash? Says the Gemara, loy, you don't have proof from there. Ashar, or maybe the comparison to nidui and oval is only to some of the halachas, but not all of them. And maybe regarding the issur rechitza, it applies to the tainis tzibur, but not necessarily to a menuda. Metzaira ma'u b'rechitza, is a metzaira allowed to wash themselves? Teiku, we don't have any proof to that. The next halacha, oval also b'ne'ilas a sandal, and oval is not allowed to wear shoes. And again, midik omale rachmono liyecheskel. Since Hashem said to Yecheskel, this takes us back to that pasuk with Yecheskel, he'onik doim meisim evel lo yisase pe'ircho chavoy sholecho uno'olecho tosim b'raglecho lo yisate al sofom v'lechem anoshim lo yisoychel. So it says explicitly, uno'olecho tosim b'raglecho, that you, Yecheskel, even though you're in mourning, you're allowed to put shoes on your feet. Michlal, we deduce from there, to kule'al ma'osa, that anybody who's not Yecheskel at that point, at that time, all other people in mourning are not allowed to wear shoes. Menuda mahu b'ni'ilas ha-sandal, what about somebody who's been excommunicated? Omer of Yosef Toshema will bring proof from a braisa. Kasha omru osa ben ilas ha-sandal, when they said that in Tainis Tzibur, like we mentioned before, they're not allowed to wear shoes. That's only when they're in the city, and walking is not such an issue without shoes. Aval baderech, but if they're traveling on a journey, mutter, they're allowed to wear shoes. Ha'oketzad. So what do they do? Yetzel l'derech, when he leaves, when he goes out on his journey, noel. Then when he leaves the city, he puts on his shoes. Nichnas l'ir, when he comes into the city, chaylitz, he removes his shoes. And here it says, v'chein ato moitze b'menudo b'oval. And the same applies, or the same we find by a menudo and an oval. My love, can we not assume, akulhu, that this comparison between Tainis Tzibur and Nidin Oval applies to all the halachas, including the one that prohibits wearing shoes? Says the Gemara, noi, loi. Ashar, or maybe it's only talking about some of the other halachas, not the one regarding where the prohibition of wearing shoes. Metzayra ma'u ben ilas asandal, is a metzayra allowed to wear shoes? Teiku, we have no proof for that. The next halacha, oval also betash mishamita, an oval is not allowed to have marital relations with his wife whilst he's an oval. Tichsiv, as it says in the pasuk, vayinachim David es Bathsheva ishtay, that David HaMelech, he comforted Bathsheba, his wife, Vayove Eleo, Vayishkavimo, Vatelet Bein, Matikras Shmoy, Shloimoy, Vashem Ahevoy. So you see there, that was only after he comforted his wife, it was only after they were no longer in mourning that he was allowed to have relations with his wife. Michlal, we can deduce from there, Demikara Osar, that all the while they were not yet comforted whilst they were still in mourning, it was Osar. Menudamau Batash Mishamito, Omer Vyosef Toshema. All those years, the 40 years that Klal Yisrael were in the desert, in the wilderness, they were somewhat excommunicated from Hashem. Hashem didn't speak to Moshe Rabbeinu directly during that period of time. And nonetheless, for Shimshu Mitesem, they clearly had relations with their wives whilst they were in the desert. So you see that even though they were menudim, it's mutter to do Tashmish Hamita. Omele Abaye. Abaya says, and this is similar to what we've seen Abaya a few times, but note, he's doing exactly the opposite. He's saying, Dilma menuda l'shamayim shani dekil. Maybe because they were not excommunicated by a chochem, but they were excommunicated by Hashem, maybe that's more lenient. And since in the desert they were excommunicated by Hashem, they were allowed to do tashmish hamita. But a regular excommunication, maybe it's asa. Says the Gemara, kill? You're saying now that being excommunicated directly by Hashem is more lenient? V'omras, didn't you say a number of times on Amud Aleph, a few times you, Abaya, said that chomer, that you cannot learn from stringencies from Nidui L'Hashemayim, because maybe Nidui L'Hashemayim is more stringent. Says the Gemara, Sfuke Mesapkele. Abaya actually had a doubt. He wasn't sure if Nidui L'Hashemayim is more stringent or whether it's more lenient. So Zilhocha Komatchile. If you're going to try and bring a stringent ruling from Nidui L'Hashemayim, we'll say maybe Nidui L'Hashemayim is more chomor. Zilhocha Komatchile. You're going to bring a more lenient ruling from Nidui L'Hashemayim, like here, that they were allowed to do Tashmish Hamita. We'll refute that and say maybe it's more lenient. Metzayra Ma'u B'Tashmish Hamita. Is a Metzayra allowed to do Tashmish Hamita? Toshema. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'chibes hamitaher es begodov, v'gilach es kol sa'oroi, v'rochatz b'mayim v'tohir, v'achar yovel ha'machane, v'yoshav michus le'olei shivas yomim. And this is called, Tosfos brings this out here, we've learned about this on Dav Zayin already, that we're talking here about the Yemei Sfiroi, which means that after he becomes, his tzaras goes away, then he's got to count 7 days. In those 7 days, it says in the Pasuk that he's got to be v'yoshav michutz le'olo, he has to sit outside his tent. What does it mean, outside his tent? Shehei kemenuda uka'ovel, they should be like a menuda and an oval, v'osu b'tash mishamita. Because olo, it doesn't mean he's sitting outside his tent, he doesn't need to sit in the street. There's a concept called oyehel, and he has to stay removed from that concept called oyehel, called his home, his tent. What is that? When it speaks about Oihel, it often means his wife. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Leich emor lohem, after Matan Torah, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael, Shuvu lohem le'oholeichem, you can go back to your tents. What does that mean? That you can go back and have relations with your wives. So you see that Oihel lohem means his wife. So when it says here, V'yoshav michutz le'oholei, that Metzayra, at least during whilst he's counting, is not allowed to have any marital relations. So asks the Gemara, V'nifshat nami le'menuda. In this braisa it says that a metzayra is not allowed to have relations during the Yemei Sfira, like a menuda and an oval. We'll then bring proof from here that a menuda is not allowed to have relations. Because before we had a discussion about a menuda being mutar b'tashmi shamita, Rav Yosef wanted to bring proof from the Klal Yisrael in the wilderness. Abaya says you cannot bring proof. We have a braisa here. Omer v'huna b'reidur, Pinchas mishmeidur of Yosef, and we had a similar answer to this before. Mikatoni, if the braisa would have said, she'osar, that if it would have said that, v'yosha m'chus le'olei she'yehei, Osir b'tashmi shamita ke menuda o ke oval, then it would be explicit that menuda and an oval is as osir as a mutzaira. But it's not what it says. It says, sheyehei, the mutzaira should be ke menuda o ke oval, should be similar to a menuda and an oval. It doesn't say about what. And then it says, v'osir b'tashmi shamita, besides for that, it's all mutzaira is osir b'tashmi shamita, but that's not talking about the oval or the menuda. Sheyehei kamenudo ka'ovel maybe is talking about b'mili achrina other halachas that are similar between the metzaira and the menuda and the oval. V'osor nami b'tashmish hamita. Besides for that, the metzaira is also b'tashmish hamita, but not necessarily that the menuda is also b'tashmish hamita. Continues the Gemara. The next halacha. Oval einoi mishaleach korbanoisav. An oval is not allowed to bring a korban. The Tani we learned in a braisa. So we can learn about this in Zvachim. Reb Shimon Oimer, Shlomim, when can you bring a Shlomim? Bizman Shahu Sholim. When a person is, so to speak, is whole. Maybe in English we would say wholesome. And when his mind is at rest and he is in a wholesome place, then he can bring a Shlomim, which is a term. Shlomim is from the word being whole. But when he's an Oinon, which is part of the time that he's an oval, there he's not, his mind is not at rest, is not at peace, and he cannot bring a shlomim. Menuda ma'o shishlach korbonisov? Is a menuda allowed to bring korbonis? Omer of Yosef, to send korbonis, Omer of Yosef, toshema. Koloison shonim shahu Yisrael b'midbar. All those years that Klal Yisrael were in the desert, menudin hayu, they had, like we saw before, they had the status somewhat of excommunication, v'sholchu korban asim, and yet they brought the daily korban tomid, which were public offerings, public korbanis, on behalf of everybody. So you see that the korbanis tzibur are brought even in a state of nidui. Omale Abaya, Abaya again answered like we saw before, v'dilma menuda l'shamayim shani dekil. Maybe over there it's more lenient, like we saw, and beforehand, regarding Tashmish Hamita, maybe there it's more lenient because they were not excommunicated by a Chochem, they were excommunicated by Hashem. Asks the Gemara again, like before, kill? Being a Menuda Lashemayim is more lenient. V'omrus Chomer, did you Abaya not say before that it's more stringent? Says the Gemara, we saw this before, Sfuki Masabkele or Matchele, Abaya actually had a Sophic, and therefore, whatever you try and learn, either a stringency or a leniency from Menuda Lashemayim, Abaya will say you cannot learn from there because maybe it's more stringent, maybe it's more lenient. Metzaira Mao Shishlach Korbonoisov? Is a Metzaira allowed to send his Korbonois to be brought on his behalf to the Beis Hamikdash? Toshima, we're going to bring proof actually from Reb Shimon that's going to be at the second half of this Braisa. But what's the first half of the Braisa? The Tanya. And this is based on two psukim in Yecheskel Perik Mem Dalet. And there's an interesting three psukim there, Posuk Chof Hei, Chavov, and Chof Zayin, where the first Posuk Chof Hei, speaks about a Tumas Meis, about somebody who became Tomei from a deceased person. And then in Pasuk Chavov it says, V'acharei tohar osoi, shivas yomim yisperu loi. After you became Toir, you count 7 days. What does it mean, after you become Toir, you count 7 days? Says the Braisa, V'acharei tohar osoi, achar prishosoi min hameis, after he's not touching anymore the corpse, the dead body, then shivas yomim yisperu loy, then he's got to count the 7 days, because we know that it takes 7 days to become purified from tumas meis. Elu zayin yimei sfirei. And then what does it say in the next pasuk? Ubeyoyim boyoy el hakodesh. Then on the day that he can come into the Beis HaMikdosh, el hachotza pnimis l'shoris b'kodesh, we're talking about the Kohanim, that after he becomes Tohir, he can come into the Beis HaMikdosh to serve in the Beis HaMikdosh, then yakriv chatoso in Hashem Elikim, then he can bring his chatos. What does that mean? Zu asiris ha'ifo sheloi. This is the asiris ha'ifo, which every Kohen Hedyot, the first time that he works in the Beis HaMikdosh, he serves in the Beis HaMikdosh, he's got to bring this mincha kul of asiris ha'ifo, a tenth of an eifo of flour, and he can only do that once he's become tohir from tumah, either tumas meis, and so to tumas metzaira, you cannot bring the the korban. That's how Rashi explains here. Divi Reb Yehuda, that's the opinion of Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon Oimer. Reb Shimon says that from this pasuk, this second pasuk, "Kubayoyim boyo yela kodesh elachotzar pnimis l'shoris b'kodesh yakriv chatosoi." It puts together the "Boyoyim boyo," the day he can come into the Beis Hamikdash, to the yakriv chatosoi, to the offering up of his korban. "B'voyo yakriv," Reb Shimon learns from there, "bisman sheroy lebia," only when a person is in a state that he's fit to come into the Beis Hamikdash, "roy la'krova," then one can bring his korbanos. "Bisman she'ene roy lebia," but somebody who's not fit to come into the Beis Hamikdash because, for example, he's a metzora, "ene roy la'krova." So we see here from Reb Shimon clearly that a metzora cannot send his korbanos because he himself could not go into the Beis Hamikdash. And that is the 13 halachas of Ovel, Menuda, and Metzora that we've learned, and in the next shiur we're going to continue from here.